Japan wades back to its new normal in the wake of Typhoon Weifa. A television ministry goes prime time in Iran, and special needs children in China want your help. We'll share how you can get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. When Typhoon Weifa took aim at Japan's Fukushima region, people worried. It was a monster storm, but today, they're breathing a sigh of relief. Yesterday, it was downgraded to a tropical storm, but that doesn't mean that it didn't do damage. Asian Access's Mary Jo Wilson.
The damage primarily was mudslides in the Izu-Oshima, the island that's off of the Kanto area. And then there were some also in the Kanto region, mudslides again.
17 people died, 50 more are missing. Rescue efforts are underway, but there's a troubling aspect to this. The emotional distress caused by the 2011 tsunami disaster reveals a new normal for survivors.
Tens of thousands of people who are in temporary housing and just a lot of people who are struggling to rebuild their lives.
2011 taught A2 a different way of responding and connecting with the community, which was encouraging in terms of leadership development and church planning.
It's been a game changer, not just in the Tohoku region. There are lines of churches that have been responding from outside the area. It's impacted as well.
Next, pray for the end of legal persecution in India. The Global Council of Indian Christians president recently told Asia News that the nation's justice system is criminal. With no evidence against them, Christians were given life prison terms for the 2008 murder of a famous Hindu swami. In a related case, the same court declared non-Christians innocent for lack of evidence. Accused believers are being urged to appeal. Pray for justice. This is Mission Network News. A biblical worldview is now available during prime time in Iran. Sat7 Pars recently expanded its TV broadcast to 24 hours a day, which covers prime time hours in Iran. Local channels often repeat daytime shows during this time, so many viewers turn to satellite TV. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. They're moving key blocks of biblical teaching programs to appeal to this new audience. Elsewhere, demonstrations in Haiti remain peaceful, but with the potential to get violent at any moment. Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love recognizes the danger.
When you get that many people together who are that passionate about what they're out there for, all it takes is sparks from the opposition to trigger something massive.
DeHarda notes that the protests are caused by political change. Police, in order to keep the crowd peaceful, stop vehicle traffic so protesters can voice their opinions unhindered. This is disrupting ministry, for Haiti can't transport materials from the docks to their headquarters.
As long as we keep the clinic open, the clinic has burn cream, the food program has food, our umbrella of protection is pretty much guaranteed. But if we get into a position where we have to stop any of those programs, that's when it starts getting volatile.
And the Apostle James tells us to look after the widows and the orphans in their distress. As domestic adoptions increase in China, that leaves more and more special needs orphans out in the cold. Adoption Associates is calling on believers to respond. Dr. Allison Monroe says it's a manageable challenge.
The special needs are just a part of their life. It doesn't define who they are. They really can thrive if they get a family.
Adoption Associates is trying to find forever homes for some 400 special needs orphans.
There are a lot of minor special needs that are, for lack of a better word, are doable.
Pray special needs orphans come to know Christ's love and acceptance.
They are really some of the most forgotten kids because there is less hope for them to live fulfilling lives.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God? With your gift of any amount, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.